Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome everyone to Wednesday Bible study. Amen. Lord, as we've come to say, oh God, it's the time to receive the mighty name of Jesus Christ and that we will be changed. Lord, we just want to say thank you for change on the day. Amen. We thank you for the body which is the Lord. We thank you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice in it. Thank you for being with us, God. We thank you for life, hope, and strength that's coming to you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will release your one angel to one against any spirits of God in the heaven to stop us from receiving on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindering spirit right now, every spirit of division, every spirit of rejection. We come against every lying spirit, manipulate spirit, spirit of procrastination, stagnation, limitation. We come against every spirit of distraction, destruction, death, premature death. We command you to cease your work, to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the command of the spirit of anger, wrath, resentment, anxiety, worry. We command you to cease your work, to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every unteachable spirit, we command you to cease your works right now and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare this deliverance right now, that we are free, and we are free indeed in you. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, set us free. Oh Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, as we enter into the lesson on tonight, oh Lord, that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us and be a grasp on our hearts and minds. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is sanctified and pleasing to our sight, and that we may minister to one another, God, to encourage one another, amen, in a time of need, a time of despair, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your peace that has come and still. Thank you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, for leading us and guiding us into this death and our tonight. And we declare and declare all is well with us, amen. It's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Wednesday Night Bible Study here, hallelujah, in Houston, Texas. We have the Gospel Public Ministries with Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorothy Manning and Apostle Tavonika Manning. Amen, hallelujah. We're having a continuation on the lesson study of rejection, healing a wounded heart. So many of us are still dealing with a wounded heart, even in the church, amen. I need to understand that God, hallelujah, sent Jesus to heal the brokenhearted, amen, hallelujah. So we have come that we can receive and apply the word, hallelujah, by Heavenly Father, so that we can be healed, amen, from the spirit of rejection, hallelujah. If you miss other the other parts of the lesson as we hear in the study, you can always go back and play it again by going to Blog Talk Radio / The Preacher and the Pastor and clicking on Bible Study Rejection and Catch Up so that you can see where we are, so that you can follow along very well with us. So we're going to pick up here, our church, and we're going to talk about what are spiritual symptoms of rejection. So we go over to the book of Psalm 9, verse 9 to 10. That's Psalm 9, verse 9 to 10. Amen. The book of Psalm, chapter 9, verses 9 through 10. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. That's, again, the book of Psalm, chapter 9, verse 9 to 10. The Bible says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Amen. And so, again, we're talking about what are spiritual symptoms of rejection. So individuals from a childhood of rejection often have immense difficulty trusting God because of projection. They project onto God the negative characteristics of their authority figures. So if their earthly father rejected them, they perceive the heavenly father to be rejecting them as well. So if they had an untrustworthy mother, then God must be untrustworthy. My Lord, my God. See, these negative perceptions make learning the true character of God essential and sometimes very difficult. So when we look in the scripture, depending on what Bible that we are reading from, we have so many translations of the Bible so that we can have a better understanding of what the Bible is truly saying. Amen. And I'll read those scriptures again in the book of Psalm chapter 9, verse 9 to 10. Says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. So God will never forsake us. Amen. Hallelujah. God will never forsake us. Those who seek him, understand that if we are seeking him, he will never forsake us, but we must be seeking him. So to forsake someone is to abandon that person. So God's promises does not mean that if we trust in him, we will escape loss or suffering. It means that God himself will never leave us no matter what we face. Amen? You know that you are not by yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, if you're just now tuning in, we are talking about rejection, the spirit of rejection, and healing a wounded heart. Amen. Amen. Come on over so we can hear you better, man.
Amen. You said one thing. You said one word. You said abandonment.
Abandonment.
That's very important, you know, because abandonment, that is a place where rejection is birth, right there in that place of abandonment, whether it be by a mother or father or whoever it is, you know, that you are dependent on, someone that you're looking up to, you know, for leadership or guidance, you know. Right. Even when people die, that's still a place to where an individual will experience abandonment, and it's still the same thing. You still will experience rejection. Just want to just clarify that, you know, just for a second, you know, that is a very important place I need to look at.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. And so that's so important. I'm glad that you said that, Pastor Manny, because when, in one word, you say it's birth, so many things are birth from being abandoned, you know, rejection comes with abandonment and being feared and worried and anger and, you know, so many things that it opens up to. And so we're going to talk about here as we move forward in the lesson, the reactions against God, you know, when people deal with this. Sometimes those who have been rejected, they resent God for allowing the rejection. I've talked to so many people, when they feel rejected, when they've been abandoned, they begin to blame God. They begin to question God, or what kind of God is this? So they begin to resent God for allowing the rejection. They regard God as a tyrannical judge and jury. They reflect the negative attributes of childhood, authority figures unto God. You get many people say, well, why would God allow this to happen to me? Why my father did this to my mother? Why did they abandon me? Why did they treat me this way? Why would God allow that? So they begin to have a negative, a reaction towards God. They reflect on the negative. So they rely on self-protection and deny the protection of God. My Lord, my God. They refuse to accept the authority of God. I'm telling you, I've talked to so many people, believe it, in their 50s, in their 60s. We're not talking about little children. We're not talking about, you know, young adults. We're talking about people that have been here for a while and have experienced the goodness of God. But the moment something happens, they feel like they've been abandoned or they've been rejected. And it's not that God rejected them. Amen. Amen. And that they don't understand that God is still there with them, doing all of that is going on in their life. Yes. And sometimes those who have been rejected, they rebel against the word of God. They reject statements about the love of God, and they resist the bond of trust in God. They recoil from true fellowship with God, and they react to their fear of condemnation from God instead of embracing the love of God. I've experienced this recently with someone I was praying with, and I just, I had to back up. They pushed away. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear about how they were loved and how God is here and God loves them. And God, they didn't want to hear. They didn't want to hear the word of God because they were feeling rejected by the world, my Lord. So much hurt. Yes. So regardless of the rejection from your past authority figures, the Bible gives this powerful promise. If we go to the book of Deuteronomy 31 and 6, Pastor Manning has, do you have your other Bible translation? There's the, what's the other one you always go to? Where's the, yeah, the NLT. I just want to give it, you don't have to look at it. Is that the NLT? That's the new one. Okay. Okay, so we're going to go to Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy, church, 31 and 6. Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Amen. If they can get it, okay. Deuteronomy 31 and 6, I believe. 31 and 6. Hallelujah. 31 and 6. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy 31 and 6, if you follow with me, I'm reading up the New King James Version, says, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. Amen. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we stand on those promises of God? And, you know, do we really, you know, trust and believe that God said it and God is there, always there, never leaving us, never forsaking us. Amen. Amen. Do you have it? You said you had it?
NLT.
You have it there? I just want to see if you read this. Amen. Amen. You have it there? Okay, we want to read it from the NLT version, and then Pastor Man is going to read it for us.
Deuteronomy 31 and 6. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. That's been the situation where we begin to panic, we begin to worry and fear come over us, and we forget who we are and whose we are and who is with us. Amen. I thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit, for the scripture. Amen. Amen. So we want to talk about, as we go forward here, the causes of rejection. Pastor Manning is going to help me along the way with this lesson, y'all, as we go in here. The causes of rejection, and I want us to understand people reject other people for different reasons. So we are rejected at times because of something we have done or something or someone else has done. At other times, the rejection is not based on what we have done, but merely on who we are and therefore or something or someone we represent. So we could talk about that all day long, just being who we are in Christ and not just that, being born the color that we are. My Lord, my God. And we'll talk about it in Joseph's case. He felt the boiling rejection of his brothers for all three reasons. I know we know the story about Joseph in the Bible. First, what he did. We're talking about first what he did. You want to say something? Not Joseph, not Mary. Joseph, when God sent him before his brothers and they sold him into slavery.
Oh, okay.
And then he was, went to receive. We know the story about Joseph in the Old Testament. See, the brothers knew Joseph had tattled on them to their father, according to Genesis 37 and 2. That certainly did not win Joseph any favor in their eyes. So he really added fuel to the fire when he told them about his two dreams. of how he would one day be in position of authority over them.
Yeah.
So he's talking about, see, I saw you all bowing down to me, and that really upset them. They really began to resent him. And second, what his father did, he envied Joseph. He loved him. He was afraid, and he showed it. He couldn't hide it. They envied Joseph because of the coat his father made for him. So, you know, the Bible says father made his coat. It was all these different colors and stuff because he loved him so much. Amen. And third, who he was. Who he was. They resented Joseph because of who he was. He was the son of Rachel, their father's favorite wife, their father's beloved wife. Amen. And Joseph was his father's favorite child. So in reality, Joseph was more of a prophet than a politician, or he certainly would not have spoken of those dreams with his brothers who already despised him. So although Jacob rebuked Joseph for the way he spoke, Jacob also kept what Joseph said in mind. So he heard him, but he, you know, even though he rebuked him, he kept in mind what his son was speaking. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he was speaking that of a prophet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We look in the book of Genesis, chapter 37, verses 10 through 11. Hallelujah. I'll give you our time to get there. Genesis 37, 10 through 11. Amen. Amen. I just have a prompt in my spirit. I just want to pray for comfort and the peace of those who lost their children and family members on yesterday in a shooting in Uvalde City. We pray God, the peace of the Lord be with them and the strength of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, hallelujah, 37, verse 10 through 11, if you're there, this 37 is going to be chapter 37, verse 10 through 11. Amen. So he told it to his father, and his brothers and his father rebuked him and said to him, "What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you?" And his brothers envied him, but his father kept that matter in mind. So we see it here in the Bible. So his father rebuked him, but he also kept in mind what his son said. Hallelujah. He was a dreamer. From a young age, Joseph was a dreamer. Amen. Amen. We don't talk about what overcome the feeling of rejected. There's so many people, and we talked about this before, feeling and being rejected. You know, when they were feeling rejected, but being rejected, that feeling of rejection. Nobody wants to be rejected. Nobody wants to be rejected. Amen. So some of the reasons rejected are obvious. Think about a different time when you felt devalued. You felt dejected and deserted. Was the reason for your piercing pain obvious? See, often the loneliest times of your life can be readily understood because you were overtly rejected. Your feelings are sometimes a result of having been rejected. But the wonderful word of God tells us that while others may cast us away, we can cast ourselves upon the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 22 and 10, "From birth I was cast upon you, from my mother's womb, you have been my God." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abandonment, you all, over there for you. We talk about adoption, feeling unloved because your focus is on having been given away instead of on feeling loved because you were placed in a loving home. When people went through an adoption and they find out about it, they feel like they were abandoned. They were rejected by their mother and father, by their mother. They wasn't wanted. Amen. And being a castaway and a feeling of worthless because you were in the way, or therefore you have thrown out of the home or sent away to camp to high school or to other relatives. Many of us have experienced, I know a lot of us are grandmothers, or some of us were raised by our grandparents. And I just want to ask me that before, because my grandmother raised me when I was a little girl. That's where I stayed with my grandmother. And I remember feeling like, my mama must not like me, you know, because I was the only one that was there of her children. So I felt like, I guess I can say now, like, maybe I was rejected for whatever reason. But I focus on, you know, the love that I had there with my grandmother. And so I think a lot of children, some people feel that they may have never said it to their mother or fathers that they felt rejected. Or you find that, I finally meet my dad and I meet my other brothers and sisters, or he's always been in their life, and here I am, you know, at whatever age, and I finally meet him and find out they've always been with dad, or they've always been with mom, or she kept the other three or four, and then, or the other one, and then got rid of me, and you know, having that and knowing that and feeling rejected. It happens to so many of us, and I just keep saying, you know what, if God be for us, who can be against us? And God is always with us. Amen. He was with Jesus even on the cross. When they nailed him to the cross, he was with him. Amen. People have dealt with so many things. A lot of times we don't want to get to the core and really deal with the core, but deal with the root of it so that we can truly be healed. Yeah, so that those wounds can be amended, amen, and that's in us that is broken can truly be fixed. But a lot of times we just want to cover that. We want to put a Band-Aid on it, and we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to get it out, and we want to act like, a lot of us go by life putting on a facade like everything is okay. Not everything don't bother me, but deep down inside, it has really created a wound there that seems to always be able to be reopened when something is said or done, because we've never truly been healed. And so even if someone comes in our life that is not intentionally trying to do that, but because we haven't healed, any little thing can cause that thing to rise up again or to open up again. You wanted to say something, Pastor Manny? Amen.
Amen. Man, this lesson is so informative, because I don't know if there's one person that can ever say that they haven't experienced some form of rejection or even abandonment. Now, maybe babies, like little kids, maybe, you know, maybe they have not experienced anything like that. A lot of them, you know, a lot of them have already, you know, even from a young age. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. But here it is. You was saying that, you know, from a little girl you stayed with your grandmother, and I never understand it. You know, back when we were kids, a lot of kids stayed with their grandmothers. You know, for whatever reason, maybe they wanted to stay with the grandmother, or maybe, you know, it's just, you know, they had to stay with their grandmother. But I do understand that I have experienced some. At an early age, hurt and forms of rejection and abandonment. You know, I'm the middle child of five. You know, I had two older sisters, or six, two older sisters and one younger brother, but I had an older brother. So being right there in the middle, you know, I hear this story that you read about Joseph, and I just thought, you know, just to resonate in spirit, like, oh, okay, so now they can give me some insight on, you know, why I was treated, you know, like I was treated, not by my mother and my father, but it was more, you know, my siblings. My siblings, you know, they really, you know, we're older now, you know, but, you know, they were really hard on me. But now who I am now, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm a higher status than anyone, but, you know, God had already called me, you know, to be his messenger, you know, to be able to deliver this word. So I can imagine, you know, right there in that place, you know, brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, you know, they can actually see something that's on the inside of you, knowing that, you know, that you are somebody special. And you can experience a whole lot of things, because maybe, you know, they want you to be inferior to them. You know, maybe they want to, you know, to lord over you. Maybe they want to lead you and to train you up to be like they want you to be. But see, what God has for you, you know, nobody can take that away. You know, just like this story about Joseph, you know, they try to, you know, take that away. They try to cause him, you know, to not receive or not be in that position that he had dreamed. You know, God gave him, you know, a dream. You know, it was a dream, you know, and showing things, and he was speaking that. So here it is, you know, I, like I said, I experienced some stuff like that, and, man, I'm telling you, one thing that I do know is that was the very thing that hurt and rejection and abandonment, that was the very thing that led me to have a closer relationship with God. I really feel like, you know, from a kid that I started to experience, you know, the goodness of God, you know, from a very young age, and having understanding of what's going on, understanding that I'm experiencing the goodness of God. And it was from that place all the way to now to where I started to trust in God, you know, as far as knowing that he is my refuge. I didn't know scripture back then, but I knew that God is real. I knew that God was real back then. I knew that he spoke to me, you know, from a little kid, and I listened, and there was a lot of comfort that came out of it. There was a lot of things that, you know, good that came, you know, in my life. There was a lot of bad things, but that didn't come from God. That was me growing up and going through growing pains, and even now I still, you know, remember some things and stuff, and sometimes it hurt. And I realized that was Satan uses. Satan likes to use thoughts of the past, thought of rejection, thought of abandonment. Apostle said something, you know, there's a word that can be said. One word, you could be having a conversation and a word said, and it takes you to a place to where you're having all these negative feelings and these bad feelings all over again. And it's hard to come out of that. It's very hard to come out of it. But we thank God, you know, for God's word. We thank God for God's word, and I'm thanking, you know, that he put it in written form so we can be able to read it and to study it. If God's calling you, you know, to get in his word and to read his word, you probably are experiencing some type of abandonment or rejection or some type of hurt. Satan is definitely against you. He's definitely working in people, brothers and sisters, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, neighbors. He's using whoever he could. Because he's trying to get you away from God. And maybe there's a dream that God gave you, and here it is that Satan's trying to use all that he can, old memories, all different type of hurts and things, to try to get you off track so where you won't trust God. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We thank you for that. You know, just being transparent. So that we can help each other, encourage each other, and be healed, amen, and just understanding, you know, where does this resonate from, where does it come from, what causes this. And a lot of times people deal with childhood sexual abuse and feeling shame because the sexual boundaries were violated by abusing inside or outside of your family. Many people I've come across, even not just women, but men too, who have experienced that, you know, as a child, and are dealing with that. And divorce, you know, feeling deserted because your parents split up, or because you or your spouse divorced, you know, it's just so many, and domestic violence and feeling degraded because of physical attacks and from one family member, whether it's you and your spouse or someone in your family, you know, excessive punishment, feeling devalued because your parents were excessively harsh to you. My Lord, my God, favoritism. I know if you all experienced, I know some of us experienced favoritism. And here, like here in the Bible with Joseph, you know, I'm sure his brothers, they felt rejected by their father because he showed favoritism to Joseph. So many people experienced that where they was not, they'll tell you, well, now I ain't mama's favorite, so-and-so is mama's favorite. Everybody seems to know who the favorite one is. And so favoritism, feeling disregarded because someone else is preferred over you. grieve, feeling discredited because someone takes credit for your ideas or work or because someone steals your money or possessions. Hostility, feeling alienated because of constant fighting and name calling. Humiliation is another. Feeling ridiculed because your self-worth is being attacked. My Lord, my God, come on now. We're trying to help. You know, this is a time of help and healing. Amen. Indifference, feeling discounted and because of your existence is not acknowledged. Or infidelity, feeling betrayed because your bond of trust has been breached, jilted. Feeling spurned because of rejection in courtship or friendship or marriage. Prejudice, feeling ostracized because of really being different. One of the children came in and said, Mom, I've experienced racism. You were on the game, and my avatar was a black person, and they told me, called her the N-word and told her to go back where she come from and just all kind of stuff. And so experiencing that rape and feeling violated because of some people have experienced date rape or mate rape or stranger rape and verbal abuse. Verbal abuse, my Lord, feeling angry because you don't know what you did to deserve such unjust treatment. Amen. If you're online listening, and if you have any questions or comments at this time, we want to open up the floor for any questions or comments right now. You call in at 845-277-9213 and press 1. If you have any questions or comments, that's me. If you have any questions or you have any comments, I should say.
I appreciate this lesson. You have to accept, you know, that this is going on in your life in order for God to be able to help you. Yeah. You know, a lot of things go on in a person's lives, male and female, and I think not accepting it is a form of rejection all in itself. So not only are you feeling rejected and abandoned, the very thing that's going on, you reject it or abandon it because of having to deal with it and have no clue, don't even know how to deal with it because it's so much hurt itself. So I appreciate this lesson. You know, at least, you know, we right here in the presence of God, you know, and these things that, you know, God is not putting these things in our mind, you know, for us to hurt from them. You know, these are things, you know, to be healed from and delivered from, you know, by knowing, okay, if some of this stuff, some of these things that was just read off, you know, is something that may have gone on in your life or is still going on in your life. Now, we thank God, you know, that we have this time for Bible study, you know, to be able to study the Bible, you know, because when you're studying the Bible, you know, you're studying the word, you're learning about who you are and who God is, what you mean to God and what he means to you. So we are establishing that relationship, and now we have that place of confidence where we can overcome, you know, some hurt, you know, overcome some things. You may be in something right now in your home, but once you recognize, you know, where you're at, you know, now we know what word we can use, you know, what scriptures and everything. A lot of people don't even believe in, oh, I read that, but, you know, I don't believe that. Well, how can God help you? How can he help you, you know, if, you know, he's showing you where you are and he's showing you his way? And for that, I have something for you to, you know, to receive. That's when we read it, you know, we receive it and we believe it and we, you know, be healed from it, delivered from it. I thank God for this lesson. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to wrap up here. Thank Pastor Manny for being here. It's been a long time since we've been able to be on the line together. So I thank God for this opportunity this Wednesday and just, you know, praying that God will continue to heal your broken heart. Amen. That all will be healed from your wounds. Amen. Because we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. All wounds healed. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we just thank God again for this opportunity that we've had here. We'll be back here on next Wednesday. We like to, we don't have long Bible studies because we want you to be able to get, you know, because I feel like this is just my personal opinion for myself, because sometimes if I'm in a lesson study for like an hour or two, a lot of times I only get a certain percentage of it. And so I figure if we, little by little, because this is a lifestyle, because sometimes people, they get so much, and then after that, they drop it. You know, but if you get a little by little, then you can apply that. You get a little bit more, then you apply that. Then you get a little bit more, you apply that, you know, because this is a lifestyle, and you practice that. So having our Bible studies be at 30 minutes and no more than 45 minutes gives us the opportunity to really receive that we've learned, that we've heard on tonight, or each time we have a Bible study, and then we can apply that and try to remember everything that was in an hour or two of lesson, and you really just only got probably 10% of that, you know, that was also, I hope that this helps you all in this, and some people look forward to it, because I know sometimes people get distracted, so I pray that you who hears it, you know, write those scriptures down, apply it to your life, decree and declare over your life, amen, in the name of Jesus, receive it. Amen, and give us a call, amen, at 832-725-8094, and that is our direct number. And also, what did I want to mention here? Okay, we're back on our Wednesday. If you missed any of the lessons previously, again, you can go back and listen to those and get caught up, amen, and apply the word of God to your life and receive what God has for you, amen. Receive the healing, receive the deliverance in the name of Jesus. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay broken. You don't have to stay in that place of being wounded. Amen. So receive it in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Pastor Mandy, anything you want to share before we wrap up here?
I think you said, you know, apply this word, you know, get scriptures down. You know, if you came in at the last minute, you know, this Bible study is archived. So once we get off, you can go back and replay it and take these scriptures and apply them to your life. You know, read them. You know, ask God, you know, about them. God, is that me? And, you know, if there's a particular scripture that you are just stuck right there, then more than likely that's the scripture that's for you. And maybe that place, you know, you should go ahead on and just read through that chapter, you know, get some understanding, you know, get some revelation of what's going on. Come to Bible study, you know, two and three, you know, come together, you know, come in, you know, let's go ahead on and have a talk about, you know, these things. And I like what Apostle said, you know, we're not going to give you so much, you know, you got to be able to retain it. So, you know, and this is the reason, you know, why we have Bible study, so we can be able to go line upon line, precept upon precept, you know, getting a great understanding of the Word of God and what it means to your life. So don't stay in that place of feeling rejected. You know, there is hope in Christ Jesus, and we thank God that we have a risen Savior that had already took care of every single thing for us. And if you believe and receive that, you know, definitely, you know, say amen and let us know. Let us know, you know, if there's something that we can help with, something that you want to talk about. A lot of times just talking, it's hard to open up to people because they are not filled with the word, you know, so you can open up to anybody, but you don't just want to just open up yourself with somebody that's not filled with the word. Apostle Tawanika and I, you know, we study this word diligently because that's what God has called us to do, not because we are perfect, because we know there's going to come a point in time, you know, where somebody's going to need some help, whether we meet you in the grocery store, whether you come to Bible study or come to Sunday service or however, if you're in the workplace, you know. So I'm just encouraging everybody. That's the word that I got from this, you know, be encouraged in the word of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. I pray that that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. I pray God ever bless, you know, continue to bless us. I pray continued blessings for us, for God's children. Amen. Let us pray as we raise this line and enable the presence of God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you are with us. We thank you, oh God, for your word, oh God, that it brings healing. Amen. We thank you for your word, oh God, that helps us. Amen. We thank you for your word that redeems us, that sanctifies us. Amen. That makes all things new. And by faith on tonight, we declare and declare new life, new beginnings, amen. A life that is healed, a life that is delivered and set free, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, oh God, that we can stand on your word, oh God, hallelujah, that the anointing destroys the yoke of bondage, that we're no longer in bondage with the spirit of rejection, amen. That we're loose and we're set free, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, do a new thing with all of God. We thank you, Lord, for coming out because we thank you for your presence on tonight, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now that you're already answering, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name as we lay down on tonight, oh God, knowing that you're with us, oh God, that you will send your ministering angels, oh God, to minister to us, oh God, hallelujah. Your angel of restoration, your angel of healing, your angel of new birth, rebirth, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Your angel of knowledge and wisdom, oh God, your incredible Shaddaya. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for the strength, oh God, and the blessings and protection of, hallelujah, your ministers, oh God, that you have ordained for such a time as this, oh God. You ordain apostles and, hallelujah, prophets and prophetess, evangelists, preachers and teachers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for fresh oil upon our heads, oh God, fresh anointing, fresh revelation, fresh manna in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. It is you that brought us forth to prepare the way. We thank you, for you are the head of our life and the lifter of our heads. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we see with new eyes, hear with new ears, and speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things betrayal and the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed night in the Lord. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
Bell.